Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PaintScience.com. It is, right, it was just the weekend, so that must make it Monday, May 20th, 2024. And today I have a study post for you. This one is about a vagus nerve study. Have scientists discovered inflammation's master switch in the vagus? The summary of a new study about inflammation control starts with some strange words. Emphasis mine. The body-brain axis is emerging as a principal conductor of organismal physiology. So, I've got quibbles. Is there some other kind of physiology? My inner editor is rolling his eyes. Science should never be written like you're trying to sound like the kid with the best vocabulary in class, not even in the fanciest journals like this one. This is in the journal Nature. And it's actually in the journal Nature, not their mega open access journal Scientific Reports, which often gets confused with the actual journal Nature. This one is, in fact, in the journal Nature. Next quibble. No one really talks about the body-brain axis any more than we would talk about the engine wheels axis. Kind of a strange thing to say. I mean, I get it. It's not like I'm confused about what they mean, but if you search the web for body-brain axis, you won't find anything. It's lots about the gut-brain axis, but this body-brain axis is not really a familiar phrase, and it is just expressing the fact that the brain and the body have a close working relationship. Okay, yeah. So what exactly, final quibble, what exactly is emerging about the fact that the brain is the boss of our biology? I thought this had been basic knowledge about how animals work for decades now. But okay, emerging, fine. I'm sure that Jin et al. Are highlighting our continuing education in how much the brain tinkers with our physiology, which is certainly more than physiologists thought when they were experimenting with LSD in their bell bottoms at Woodstock. But we've known about neuroimmunology for a long time now, so it's the whole emerging thing was a little odd. They didn't need to oversell this because science about the vagus nerve sells itself. This is vagus nerve research, and any big vagus news is basically guaranteed to make headlines. In this case, the headlines about Jin et al. Are declaring the discovery of a master regulator of inflammation throughout the body found in the headwaters of the vagus nerve in the brainstem. The vagus, of course, is a huge nerve linking brain to organs. If you're unfamiliar with it, a picture of the vagus nerve excised from the human body in a diagrammatic fashion shows a gigantic sprawling nerve, or pair rather, of nerves. It's not, although we always call it the vagus nerve, it's actually a pair of nerves. It's a pair of big nerves that come down out of the brain and just spread out everywhere throughout the entire torso, connecting to every organ, but particularly the guts. The vagus nerve is a hype magnet because of its bigness and it's connected to everythingness. Every scrap of related science is exploited to justify vagus reset and toning therapies and thinking. See, big previous blog post about that called Vagus Nerve Hype and Hope. This study will pour gasoline on that bonfire. Now, don't get me wrong, this is interesting science. Jin et al. Found distinct populations of vagal neurons that tightly modulate the course of the peripheral immune response. And they know that because they muted those neurons to produce out of control inflammatory responses around the body. And then they flipped the script and suppressed inflammation broadly by stimulating those neurons. So that strongly confirms the job description for those neurons. They limit inflammation in mice. They limit inflammation in mice. Sure, there's a chance that it's also a people thing, but Mice lie and monkeys exaggerate in research, and they lie a lot, even about brainstem neurology. I know this may be hard to believe, but animals don't all do neuroimmunology exactly the same way. So, this is not much of a discovery until confirmed in humans. The theoretical potential here is obvious. If specific neurons can suppress inflammation systemically, not systematically, if specific neurons can suppress inflammation all over the place, maybe someday we can do that with an implant in humans with chronic pain, autoimmune diseases, and so on. Yet, more maybe useful someday science. But the hope is particularly remote in this case. There are obvious problems. Even if this master switch for inflammation actually works this way in mice, this is one study. And then, even if it works the same way in Homo sapiens as it does in Mus musculus, there are still two major concerns, probably both deal breakers. First, it's not like we already have amazing methods for tickling specific groups of neurons buried deep in the brainstem. You can do a lot of stuff with mice experimentally that just isn't medically practical in humans, even if it would be useful in principle. But would it even be useful in principle? Point two, problem two, as ever, the most basic problem with relieving pain control is that pain is a deeply integrated part of our biology, and it's almost impossible to stop it without also stopping other things you need. Reducing inflammation will always sound great to pain patients, but it's synonymous with immune suppression, which doesn't sound quite so good. Be careful what you wish for. You can already suppress inflammation and immunity very nicely with drugs, steroids, drugs like prednisone, particularly, is probably the best known. But it's one of the best examples of a double-edged sword in medicine. Steroids are crazy good at reducing inflammation, but the downsides are equally crazy. When this is the lesser of evils, it's a marvel, but for most people, there's nothing lesser about the evils of immunosuppression. That is my relatively quick summary of this science news. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.